بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن أراد الآخرة وسعى لها سعيها وهو مؤمن فأولئك كان سعيهم مشكورا صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, our nafs makes us make excuses for the very many wrongs that we do and for not being able to do good deeds. It prompts us to make 100 excuses or 1,000 excuses all the time to cover up our weaknesses, and we don't blame ourselves. We absolve ourselves of any guilt. The poet says, "Na'ibu zamana, wa ma fi zamani aibun." We blame the times. In reality, there's no defect in the time. The real defect and deficiency is in ourselves. Na'ibu zamana. وَلَيْسَ فِي الزَّمَانِ عَيْبٌ. The poet says that we just pick on time all the time. Times are bad, times are bad, times are bad. In doing so, what we are trying to do is look for a legitimate excuse not to practice on deen. But in essence, the problem is with us. The weakness is on our side. Time continues. Months will go past, days will go past. And then he says, if you really look at it, it's not the time that is bad, it is we who are bad. نَهَجُ الزَّمَانَ بِغَيْرِ ذَنْبٍ. We pick on time, we condemn time without any reason. Time hasn't committed any sin. إِنَّتَقَ الزَّمَانُ كَيْفَ يَهْجُونَ. If time was given a tongue, and time could speak, can you imagine then what time will talk about us? Zamana is the people of the Zamana. It's you and I. We make up the times. So nafs prompts us all the time to make excuses. Times are bad, difficult to practice. The environment I'm in at workplace, corporate world, and the people we have to deal with, it's hard to read my salat, and we have to all the time be busy. And mingle with the opposite sex. It's difficult to practice on deen and sharia. So we look for excuses all the time. A person asked a very great saint for some advice. So he tells him that I advise you that Allah must not catch you and maut must not come to you when you are on ghaflat, when you are heedless. Allah ya'khudhaka Allah wa anta fi ghaflatin. So nafs will keep on making excuses for ourselves. Time is going to elapse. We all want Jannah. There isn't a believer who doesn't desire Jannah. We all want to be successful in the Akhirah especially. And we want the ultimate success and we want Jannah. We want Allah's pleasure, we want Jannah. And the highest of stages in Jannah. But to attain that, in the ayat that I quoted, مَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةِ. That person who intends, who has a desire for Akhirah, and with it, وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا. Which simply means he makes a genuine concerted effort towards Akhirah. In achieving this Akhirat, in achieving the Jannah, in achieving and attaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he's a believer, he has iman of course first. And he takes the proper steps. He does a'mal saliha in the proper way. Then such people, their efforts will be appreciated and accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore the ulama, the mufassirin, write, مُجَرَّدُ الرَّغْبَةِ لَا يَكْفِينَ. Just having some desire for akhirat, that is not going to be sufficient for us. would this raghbat that we have, would this intention, longing and desire for akhirah, for Jannah, a person must have iman and he must do amali saliha. So we cannot procrastinate and delay. Hasan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, adraktu aqwaman, I've met many people in his time, in his era, and they were more desirous and concerned and worried about their time and their life and how they spent their life more than the money, the dirham and dinars, the wealth that they possessed. And if you look at ourselves, directly opposite. We are more concerned with the rands and the pounds and the dollars that we have. And all the time our gaze is focused on the stock market, and we're looking at the values and what is the price of gold, etc. all the time. Our mind is not moving towards the raghbat and real longing for the akhirat and doing good deeds and spending our time correctly, our lives. Those people in that era, time of Sahaba, Tabi'in, they were all concerned about how they valued their time. Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi alayhi was known as Umar al-Thani, the second Umar. He came from the progeny of Umar al-Faruq radiallahu ta'ala an, extremely pious and just. Lamma tawalla al-khilafa, when he became the Khalifa after Sulaiman bin Abdul Malik, obviously he became very busy seeing to the janaza of Sulaiman bin Abdul Malik and other important aspects leading to the related to the janaza, etc. So he was very busy, and after the janaza, probably it must have been in the morning, sometime in the morning, he decided to just take a nap, take a break, take some rest. So his son comes to him, Abdul Malik comes to him, Abdul Malik bin Abdul Aziz, Abdul Malik bin Umar bin Abdul Aziz, he comes to him and tells him, "Oh father," very respectfully, he says, "You're going to rest? Whereas you have not sorted out the mazalim of people, people who were oppressed in the time of Sulaiman bin Abdul Malik. Many of their rights were taken away. They were oppressed. You need to give them their rights back. You're going to sort it out." He says, "Oh my beloved son, you know, I was so busy seeing to the janaza of Sulaiman bin Abdul Malik, and I just want to take a short break." And inshallah, after Zuhar Salah, I will see to all these issues and all these matters and all those who are Muslim in that time, I'll give them back the due. So his son then replies and he says, "Oh my father, is there any person around who can guarantee you that you live till Zuhar Salah?" Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahmatullah understood. There's no guarantee for life. And this is an important issue. People are mazloom, oppressed. And they need to sort this out immediately. He kisses his son on his forehead. And he praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah alladhi ja'ala fi sulbi may yu'inuni ala ibadatillah. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has made some person from my progeny, my child, will assist me in the matters of deen. So there's no time for Zuhar Salah or procrastinating or delaying. One person was invited by one wealthy person, one of the leaders or kings of the time. So the person made an excuse and he was genuine. He said, "I'm fasting, so I cannot accept this da'wat." So the king tells him, "You can keep fast tomorrow. Break your nafil fast now and you can keep fast tomorrow." Then the person says, "I've got no guarantee that I will live till tomorrow." So this is the time, the Salaf al-Salihin, they always looked at that. Time, we're always against time. Time is against us. We don't have time. We are delaying. Years go past. And when we look back, how much of amal we have accrued in our favor? How much have we achieved? And that is why the poet says, "Tazawwad min at-taqwa, tazawwad min at-taqwa, fa innaka la tadri idha janna al-laylu hal ta'ishu ila al-fajr." He says, accumulate the provisions of taqwa, because you not know when night will fall, whether you will even see Fajr Salah or not. How many a person is so excited, person is getting married, does not know that his mort has already been decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before his nikah. How many a healthy person, fit, no sickness whatsoever, and he dies without any cause or any illness, just passes away like that. How many a youngster has great aspirations, when I grow old, I'll do this, I'll do that, I'll do that. He passes away before his own parents. So time is never in our control. It's not in our favor. Time will pass, it moves rapidly. And we see how this year went so fast, so fast. Therefore, it is important for us not to procrastinate. And we have to have himmat and courage. And there must be a plan. There must be a plan. If we want that akhirat, then we have to take those steps towards akhirat. تَرْجُ النَّجَاةَ وَلَمْ تَسْلُكْ مَسَارِكَهَا إِنَّ السَّفِينَةَ لَا تَجْرِي عَلَى الْيَبَسِ. The poet says that you want salvation, you want najat, but you're not treading the path of salvation. And then he says in the second line, that look at a ship. إِنَّ السَّفِينَةَ لَا تَجْرِي عَلَى الْيَبَسِ. Do you ever find a ship sailing on dry land? Impossible. As though we are aboard a ship and we are on a dry land. We're not taking the right course. We're not taking the right path. We're supposed to be at sea for us to reach our destination. Can we ever reach our destination sitting on a ship and on dry land? Impossible. And therefore, ulama, we explained and they said, the very first thing a person needs to do now is to have a hadaf. He must have a goal. He must have an object. He must have a target. There must be a manzil, a destination towards which he is moving. Otherwise, we'll be doing things haphazardly. Now and then we might do some good deed. So these are occasional events in our lives and times. We do some good deed suddenly, maybe on a Friday, or maybe some big night, whatever it is. There's no consistency. Therefore, we won't find ourselves to be productive. And we'll still be in the same spot. Years will go past, we're still in the same spot. Spiritually, we're always complaining. We're not feeling any better. We're not feeling good. And we're feeling very low, we're feeling depressed. Our amals are not coming right. And the reason for this is we have got no goal. Any person, any businessman, especially in this time of the year, people who have got shops and they are now very busy. And they've got a goal, a target that we need to meet this target. Last year we did so much. We need to beat those figures. So they have a target and they make a very concerted, genuine, sincere effort towards attaining the target. They will give the staff incentives that you do this and you will get that. Why? He's got a target. He's got a goal. He's focused. And when we are not focused, then we will be doing haphazard amal. We'll do some good deeds and then we'll do some bad deeds and there will be no consistency and we'll never reach our destination properly. So that's the first thing. We need to have a target, a goal, that I need to accomplish this. Like in the month of Ramadan, we see, each one of us says, you know, I must finish my one khatam at least. And the moment you finish that one khatam, you're so happy, so happy. At least I did my one khatam of Ramadan. And of course, Allah gives tawfiq. The person has a second and third khatam, and there are people who do many more. But if you had no goal, Ramadan will come and go by, and perhaps you only read one or two pages of the Holy Quran. Like the tasbihat. We want to make zikrullah, but we have no goal how much zikr I need to make. Our nafil ibadat, our tahajjud, our ishraq, our salatul duha. We hear about these things, but until we don't have this target in our lives, and we don't focus towards attaining it, and doing it seriously, then we won't get there. There are people, alhamdulillah, they say, we want to have the be present at the majlis. So they wait, they look forward towards coming for the Thursday program. So the entire day they are focused that I need to go for the program. A person in the business world or in the sports world, he's got his golf day in the week, ma'azallah, whatever it is. He's got some sports in his mind. So for that he's prepared to make every sacrifice. Entire week he says, today I'm playing squash, today I got golf, today I got this, I've got that. So he's already programming himself towards attaining that. But for akhirat, we're not doing that. For akhirat, we just come into the masjid, Allah gives us tawfiq, we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. It is only the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gives tawfiq. But we got to show some initiative from ourselves, from our sides. And, oh my Allah, I want to become yours. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةِ Ponder over this verse. Whoever has the raghbat, whoever intends, desires salvation in the hereafter, the important condition is two. وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنِ He's a believer, and he makes that genuine effort that is required for him to do that. Of course, we are weak, we will become tired, and sometimes we'll be a bit lazy or whatever, lax, but we will find ourselves, inshallah, if we are focused, then something within us, and that is a tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will prod us, that we made intention that today I'm not going to do this good deed, because I'm feeling very tired. But something inside within us, some guilt, will begin to eat us. And then we will find ourselves, no, I need to come out of this, and let me do that good deed. This is tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, this requires, in Arabic it's called al-jiddiya, seriousness. A person must be disciplined. He must be serious. He must be genuine. And he must have that azam in him, that certitude, and he must be genuine that he wants to do it. Until that, he'll just be playing around. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, very beautifully Allah says, Ya Yahya, خُذِ الْكِتَابَ بِقُوَّةِ Allah emphasizes Yahya alayhi salatu salam. Oh Yahya, hold on to this book, the Torah, بِقُوَّةِ With strength. Ulama have mentioned that in this verse, Allah is telling Yahya alayhi salatu salam to follow the injunctions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala بِالْجِدِّ وَالْإِجْتِهَادِ With seriousness. And he must be firm on it. He must be steadfast on it. He must not become laxed. حَتَّى لَا يَلْعَبْ He mustn't take it as a joke. He mustn't play. Imagine Nabi of Allah. And Allah is instructing. So this is the lesson for all of us. Deen is something serious. Of course, Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam was a great Nabi and he excelled. But look at the injunction from Allah. Ya Yahya, خُذِ الْكِتَابَ بِقُوَّةِ In other words, you must do amal as-saliha. You must bring iman in Allah and do good deeds. So this is what we require, that we have to have this hadaf, our goal, and apply a very concerted effort, some seriousness in our lives, with steadfastness. We must persevere. There will 100% be hurdles, obstacles in our path, and Allah assists us to go over those obstacles, because Allah shows us, you are just a slave, you are weak, you are not Allah. It is only Allah who is perfect. And many a times when we're doing so well, we're striving so well, and suddenly we become sick. Or suddenly something happens. And we can't achieve what we had already in mind. But believe me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will still reward us for that because we were sincere in our intention. Allah just shows us that we are dependent totally upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in doing good deeds, even in pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the person has to show that firmness in him. And whatever the odds are, he must now not become such that he feels, oh no, I can't do it. And this is our problem. We complain and complain and complain, no, I'm too weak, I can't do it, it's very difficult. Until we don't take the plunge into the deep sea, into the deep end, we will never ever be able to swim. So here again, ulama have explained that we have to be serious. You know, we find that Abdullah bin Umm Maktoum radiallahu ta'ala was a blind sahabi. He was a muadzin of Rasulullah s.a.w. in Medina, a very great sahabi of Rasulullah s.a.w. In the battle of Qadisiyah, he comes to Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala and says, Oh Sa'ad, let me hold the flag. When there was war, then one person will be appointed to hold the flag. It was an honor for him. So Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala was a bit reluctant that Abdullah bin Umm Maktoum radiallahu ta'ala, he's blind, he can't see. So Abdullah bin Umm Maktoum radiallahu ta'ala, he protested. He understood Sa'ad was reluctant. He said, Oh Sa'ad, if person is able to see, he's got sight, he's good. So when he would be holding the flag, and if he sees the enemy advancing towards him, and they're coming and they're fighting very ferociously, perhaps he might leave, and he might escape, and he might run away, he might flee the battlefield. I am blind. I won't be able to see this. So I will be steadfast on my spot. So again, see the seriousness in his life. And he really wanted to accomplish something. And this is what we require. So once we have this in our life, then of course we start. There has to be a starting point. Don't delay, start today. Whatever it may be, no matter how less or how small it may seem to us, but there has to be a starting point. And don't do it out of josh. Many times we find ourselves, we get josh. We get carried away. And what happens after some time? We become extremely lax. Rasulullah said, إِنَّ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ شِرَّةً وَلِكُلِّ شِرَّةٍ فَتْرَةً. Everything has some josh in it, some exuberance, some vivacity. And after that, there'll be slackness. Like how you take a cool drink bottle, you shake it, and you open the cap, and you find everything just sizzling out. And after that, the rest just goes down. So this must not happen. That only on certain occasions, suddenly now we get josh and we did entire night with tahajjud, and after 3 days, we fall flat. No. Little, but with constancy. We must be consistent. We must have mudawamat in us. Be steadfast, have istiqamat. Now for all this to happen, I said we have to be serious, and also with it make a lot of dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person is genuine, he will talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, you guide me. Allah, you direct me. Allah, me kamzoru. Inni da'if. Ya Allah, you give me the taqat. You give me the tawfiq. And this is what we need to do. With zikrullah. Abundant zikr of Allah ta'ala. Make dua. And we have to have raghbah. We must have the desire to do that. If the desire is not there, we'll be doing it, but without any feeling. Now, we require some feeling when we're doing some ibadah to keep us, to motivate us, and to continue in this direction. So also very important is to have a good environment. And we need a genuine, sincere, loyal friend who will encourage us all the time. A person, if he's alone, then after some time, shaitan overpower him, nasir overpower him, he'll feel lazy, okay, today I don't think I'll manage, I won't do this, I won't do that, I can't read any Quran today, I supposed to read my Yasin this morning, I'm feeling a bit tired, last night I didn't sleep well, whatever, and all these excuses will start again. But if he has a friend, and at home we have our wives, so we make this agreement that you encourage me, I would encourage you, or we have a friend, he'll fetch us for salah. Find many times, mashallah, people will pick up the other person in the street or wherever, and he'll come together for salah with the person. So this in itself will make him more mindful, and somebody's coming to pick me up, so I must be ready. And it encourages the person, especially if the person becomes weak very easily. So with this, we need a good environment. We have to create that mahol, create that environment. So with shauq, with jazba, all these things require tadhiyah. Anything we do in life, there has to be some sacrifice. There has to be an effort. It is going to take away our time. There's no doubt about it. It is going to take away some pleasures that we're enjoying. Sometimes our vacation may become smaller because we are now focusing ourselves towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Perhaps we're supposed to go for a holiday to some place where there was some haram going to take place. Allah gives you tawfiq. You change your direction now from that haram destination to something which is halal. Something that's going to make you come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So once we do this, and therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he addressed, when he spoke about the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, وَلَٰئِكَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ. These Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they are always rushing toward good deeds. Musara'ah. They are hastening toward good deeds. And this is the injunction, instruction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to all of us. Wasari'u, sabiqu. Rush, hasten. Do not lag behind. Do not procrastinate. Move forward. When we make haraka, when we move toward good deeds, then we will advance and we will reach our goal. But you find stagnant water. What happens? It becomes brackish. It becomes dirty. It's not moving. It's going to smell. Water that is flowing, it is moving. We find that it will benefit many others also. So this is what we require. That have ulul himma. We must have very strong determination. We must have encouragement in our lives. We must be motivated with good mahol. Have a friend who is going to keep on encouraging us. With all that, we have to be serious ourselves. We have to sit back. Sit and think. How much of time has gone? Look at the world. Look at what is happening. We have seen Gaza. Our heart is bleeding towards those people. But look at how they are responding to the atrocity, the genocide that they are facing. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Allahu Akbar, Allah is most great. Allah is the best of guardians. The iman is so strong. Therefore, respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters, let us make up our minds, make up that firm intention, the firm niyat, before we know it'll be Ramadan just now. And by the time then we start making firm intentions, it becomes too late. We have to be positive when we're moving towards akhirat. Do not be negative. Do not lose hope. And inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for us. Start from one point. Whatever it is. Your salat or Quran or dhikr or some charity, whatever it is. And now you make sure that you continue in this line. Do not lag behind, because Allah must not catch us on such a time when we are in ghaflat, heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Recite the Ruh Sharif.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله ہماری گناہ کو معاف فرما ہماری خطا کو معاف فرما يا الله forgive us completely my Allah يا الله help us to prepare towards آخرت يا الله give us توفيق يا الله give us a strong iman and توفيق of أعمال صالحة make us become serious with our آخرت my Allah with our deen my Allah Don't make us, Ya Allah, become lazy, Ya Allah, and lax, my Allah. Ya Allah, before maut comes, Ya Allah, help us to prepare for maut, prepare for akhirat, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, it is only through your assistance, your help, Ya Allah, that we will be able to do so, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of tawbat and nasuha. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify and polish our hearts. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha. Anta khayru man zakkaha, anta waliyuha wa maulaha. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم يا الله whatever gunas we have committed يا الله forgive us completely my Allah يا الله تو كريم هي يو رحيم يا الله we making شكر we give us iman you have given us بشمار نعمات my Allah يا الله when we eat so happily my Allah and plenty we have given us plentiful my Allah with such comfort يا مالك كريم we think of our Muslim brothers and sisters in Gaza especially In West Bank, in different parts in Palestine, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, they have nothing, my Allah. They've got no homes, they've got nothing. They are treated worse than animals. Eh, Maliki Kareem, you are Aziz, you are Hakim. Ya Allah, you are Qawi, my Allah. You are Al-Qadir, Al-Muqtadir, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Ghalib, ya Allah. You will never become Maghloob, my Allah. Nobody can overpower you, my Allah. You are Hakim and you are Hakim, my Allah. Allah, we cannot understand your wisdom, Ya Allah. We know you have given those people very, very high stages in the akhirat, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, Ya Allah. How many masoom children, Ya Allah. They've got absolutely no parents, no families. They've got nobody, my Allah. Ya Allah, who is going to be there for them, my Allah? Besides you, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, Ya Allah. Hum to kamzor hai, Ya Allah. Our iman is weak. Our amal is weak. Our duas are weak, my Allah. From head to toe, Ya Allah, we are so weak, my Allah. But we are asking the most great, and that is you, my Allah. You are Akbar. And nothing is great for you to give, my Allah. Nothing is difficult for you to give, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you tonight. Perhaps some masoom child is sitting here or listening to this program. Some mother or sister or some brother sitting here, my Allah. Some elderly person or some sincere banda, my Allah. No matter how sinful he may be, how sinful she may be, my Allah. But they've got that fikr and that worry and concern for the Muslim brothers and sisters, my Allah. We ask you by your ismi azam, your asma'ul husna, your sifat al-ula. Ya Allah, grant them afiyat. Ya Allah, O Muslim brothers and sisters in Palestine, my Allah. Remove the difficulties, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got nothing, my Allah, to defend themselves. They've just moved, they're being told, commanded, Ya Allah, at the last minute to move from one place to another and they're just being bombarded, my Allah. Ya Allah, the whole world is just talking, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is only you who can help, my Allah. It is only you who can help. It is only you who can help, my Allah. Grant them victory, my Allah. Grant the Mujahideen victory, my Allah. Make us see the good and hear the good news of victory, my Allah. Eh, Malik-i-Kareem, my Allah. Make them be victorious, my Allah. Protect Masjid al-Aqsa, my Allah.
Give them back their land, may Allah. Allah, give them back their land, ya Allah. Allah, you instill such fear in the hearts of the enemies and all the soldiers who are harming and causing such a genocide, may Allah. Ya Allah, you make them sick, may Allah. Make them become mad, may Allah, and insane, may Allah. Allah, chase them away, may Allah. Allah, you destroy them, may Allah. Allah, you destroy them, may Allah. Ya Allah, tu raham ka mamla farma. Allahumma akrimna wala tuhinna. Zidna wala tanqusna. A'tina wala tahrimna. Athirna wala tu'athir alayna. Allahumma ansurna wala tansur alayna. Allahumma a'inna wala tu'in alayna. Allahumma amkurna wala tamkur alayna. Allahumma ardina wardu anna. Allahumma ahdina wa yassir al-hidayat lana. Grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Allah, do not snatch away your iman, do not snatch away any ni'mat that we're enjoying, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have made our masjid abad, ya Allah, don't make it such that again our masajid are closed for any reason, my Allah. Don't make there be any cause for us not to be able to practice on our deen with ease, my Allah. We are making shukr to you, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have commanded us to make shukr in times of prosperity and in difficulties, my Allah. Eh, Malik-e-Kareem, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Give us plentiful, make us use in the correct way. Ya Allah, there are so many young and old who are sick, my Allah. Different diseases, my Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them shifa. Shifa is in your hands. You are Shafi. Grant them shifa ikram bil adil mustaqir daim. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, may Allah. Give us mawtul iman, mawtul madina sharif. Baril jannatul baqi. Grant us the shifaat of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The holy kuthul water from his mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of dajjal. Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs. Ya qadhi al hajat, ya dafi al bariyat. Ya hal al mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al gham, mufarij al hamm, mujib da'wati al muttarrin idha da'uk. Rahman al dunya wal akhira wa rahimahuma. Farhamna fi hajatina kulliha biqadaiha wa najahiha. Rahmatan tughnina biha an rahmati man siwak. Ya Allah, make our children and grandchildren become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent hufaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abra, muqrabin, maqbooleen. Ya Allah, there's so many young boys and girls, ya Allah, of marriageable age, ya Allah. Ya Allah, they want to get married and live a pious life, ya Allah. Ya Allah, they do not want to make zina, my Allah. Ya Allah, you find them the perfect partners, my Allah. And give them a blissful nikah and bless them with a progeny who will be pious in the coolness of their eyes, my Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما لا هازن الغائب ثق بدعاء قبول فرما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين